Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning and good morning again. I thank God for this beautiful, beautiful snowy day. Although it may not be that safe for people to drive in, it looks so beautiful. And it just lets you know the various things that God did when he said that it was good. I mean, somebody can see pictures of snow, but they've never actually seen snow. I don't know who that person is, but somebody somewhere has never seen the beauty of snow. So we're praying for single parents. We're praying for their families. We're praying for their extended families. We're praying for everything concerning single parents for the month of January. Don't know what we're going to do in February yet, and we're going to leave that up to God. He's going to tell us, and we're going to obey. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Minister Sheila pray for the service on today, pray for single parents and their families and things of that sort. And then if anyone else wants to pray, they can pray following Minister Sheila, and then I will come back on the line and pray. And who is I? I'm Cecilia. Okay, Minister Sheila, I turn it over to you.
Hi, how are we doing? Just up this morning, trying to get out of being stuck in the snow. But I just thank the Lord that I am up this morning and praying that everything will come together. Father, I give honor to you, who is the head of my life, who woke us up this morning. And we pray that you help us to get on our way and to bless us to be safe and to keep us safely and to bless this young man here. Just helping me get unstuck. That I know without you, it wouldn't happen. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning and blessing us to keep us on. And for my sisters, my daughters, my sons, my brothers, excuse me, my grandkids, my grandsons, my granddaughters, Lord, I just thank you for this world that you have given life to. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy. Lord, I thank you for each and every living thing you gave life to. Lord, I just thank you for waking us up and making us together in this world. And Lord, I thank you to let us all turn the wheel a little bit. Okay, excuse me. I just thank you for all that you have given life to. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you to bless this government that might bless us and make us straight. But Lord, just forgive me for all the noise and the stuff that we're going through. And to help us make it all just right now. Forgive me for what I am doing because I am trying to get unstuck again. But it just, forgive me. But Lord, I thank you for all that it is. Ask y'all to just pray for us and to give us the right of the way. And I'm turning this back over to the hand of mission to Apostle Elect, because right now I'm going to have to talk to the people that's trying to get me out of stuff. Thank you.
Amen. Does anyone else want to pray?
Good morning. Father God, we come to you all today, God, asking you for your forgiveness, God. I ask you for your protection. Asking you to keep us in this time, God. We're asking, God, to just cover every household that has a single parent in it, Father. Whether it's a mother or father, auntie or uncle, sister or brother, a grandparent, a great-grandparent. God, we just ask you to cover us one by one, God. We ask you to be our Lord and Savior. We ask you to just provide us with everything we need, oh God. Keep every household covered with heat. Give them the food they need, oh Lord. Give them the support they need, oh God. And every child that's in the house, God, teach them how to want to be respectful. Teach them how to give respect to those that have taken the time out to make sure that their life is provided for, God. God, teach us how to want and desire to walk before you, holy God. Give us a holy desire, God, to make sure our conversations are holy. Make sure that everything we do are holy. Let us present ourselves as a holy sacrifice before you, O God. God, fill our mouth with holy words. Fill our mouth with righteous word. God, fill our hearts with holiness and righteousness, God. Just touch us one by one. Touch us from our mind, our bodies, our soul. Let us desire to see things and see people the way you see them. God, teach us how to talk to people the way you would have us to talk to them, oh God. Teach us how to lift one another up, oh God, instead of putting each other down. Teach us how to desire to love each other with the love that you have taught us and told us to have, oh God. God, when we don't know what to say, God, just teach us how to call on you, oh God. Teach us, oh Lord, teach us your ways. God, for every household that has a single parent in it, God, we know that there are struggles. Excuse me. We know that there are situations that they go through, God. But keep giving them the patience to push on. Keep giving them the patience to want to provide. Keep giving them the patience to call on you, oh God, to depend on you with everything, God, from the time that they lay down to the time that they get up, God. Teach them how to walk, talk, and believe, and just hold on to every word that you have put in their heart and in their mouth, God. Teach them how to go to your word, to ask you, to ask others, to ask each other, to talk to one another, to set the goals straight, to set priorities straight, to put into the household the level of respect, God. For respect is not given, it is earned. And God, teach us how to earn each other respect because we have given each other respect. God, we don't know what to do, God. Remind us you're still here. Remind us that you already know what we need. You just want us to ask. Take away the pride, knock down the pride, God. Let us come before you with every need, oh Lord. Let every child come before you, asking you and telling you what they need, oh God. Teach us patience with each other. Teach us patience with ourselves. Teach us how to wait on you, oh God. And stop trying to give you help. For God, we trust you. God, we love you. We live for you, God. Teach us how to say, even if you don't, I know God is able. Even if you don't, I know God is able. God, teach us, each and every one of us, stay on your throne and stay before you. Teach us how to desire your Holy Spirit. Teach us how to desire your holy way. For God, you are God that we do know. And I ask you, God, to cover every household right now with your blood, with the blood of your Son, the Holy Lamb. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.
Is there anyone else that wants to pray before I pray? Okay. Well, I thank God for each and every one. I thank God for the prayers that have already been prayed. Father God, we've prayed many things on today. We've prayed many things this year. We've prayed many things in our lifetime. Father God, we ask you to help us to stay focused. We ask you to help us to be truthful and to tell the truth. God, We ask you to help us to live according to your word, according to the destiny and purpose that you've called us to live by. Father God, we've prayed for the single parents in their households, God, that they would choose marriage when it's possible, cohabitating. God, we've prayed for transparency in living your truth concerning us. Father God, we've prayed for being an intercessor and to be your intercessor, one of your intercessors, and a warrior for you. God, we've prayed about honor and respect and politeness and meekness, agape love, forgiveness, grace, and mercy. Father, we've prayed for that you've given us all the Holy Ghost. God, we pray that even that gift would have the evidence of speaking in unknown tongues, my God. Father, we've thanked our parents, thanked our aunts and our uncles and our grandparents and our sons and daughters and cousins and our children and family and friends and both spiritual and natural and the legacy that we've come from. We thank you for our past, our present, our future, and we've even asked you to show us how to praise you in the midst of the good and the bad. Father, we've asked you to show us how to continually pray for single parents and their children and their families and their friends and even those that are part of their extension that's connected to their destiny and their purpose. Father God, we've prayed and asked you for your loving kindness and your power and your fierce anointing to rest on our lives. Father God, we prayed for our family members that have had to deal with the various human trafficking and the domestic violence, those domestic violence that are both physical and emotional. God, even those that are verbally shared and even those that are non-verbally shared, God, because you can be a person that's going through domestic violence based off of the gestures of a person or the things that they don't say that is abusive. God, teach us how to flee, how to escape from those things that will cause us to miss out on our purpose and our destiny. Father, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you, God, for obliterating and annihilating everything in our lives that will cause us to be a victim of economic sanctions or deprivations or various misuses and abuses that society has placed us in, such as lack of food, lack of finances, lack of love, lack of respect, honesty, lack of honor. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, in any of those places that we are desperate, that we are feeling overwhelmed, that we are feeling inferior, even superior, God, that you would help us to walk how you want us to walk, which is with your agape love according to your agape love. God, those places in the single parent's household, in their mind, in their heart, that's dry, that's void, that's missing life, that's missing the living water of life, that's missing the fire of the Holy Ghost, that's missing the power in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to resurrect it, God. If it was never there, God, we ask you to put it there and to have them a heart, to give them a heart to want to keep it. We used to have Apostle Sandra Thomas with us who would remind us about stinking thinking. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to eradicate and remove every fiber, every little atom, every little piece of measure of stinking thinking and to replace it with your love. Replace it with sanctified love. Replace it with your honorable and respectable and kind
and meek love, replaced with wealth, God. Not just financial wealth, but the wealth of your praise, the wealth of a prayer life, the wealth of thanksgiving, the wealth of kindness, the wealth of success, the wealth of our destiny and our purpose according to you, God. We ask you to resurrect honor and respect for ourselves and one another. God, obliterate and annihilate prejudice and discrimination in our lives. Begin it in us, God. Yes, we've dealt with racism and sexism and nepotism and all of the things that are evident in the pride of life and the things called hatred. But in the name of God, we ask you to resurrect your love in our lives. Resurrect the praise for you in our lives. God, teach us how the resurrecting power of God is for the single parent, it's for their homes, it's for their children, the old, the toddlers, the preteens, the teens, the young, that are young adults, the elderly, God, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins. God, teach us about even the wealthy place that you could put us in, that we will be able to help someone when they need transportation. We'd be able to help someone when they need food and shelter. We'd be able to help they need to feel safe and to be safe. God, teach us how to resurrect our praise and our wholehearted worship for you that must be in spirit and in truth. Help us, God, how to know that you have given us the resurrection power of showing us how to truly reverence you, how to work in a way that says, Jesus is Lord. Jesus was virgin born. Jesus is the one and only true living way to you, God. Resurrect your word. Resurrect your anointing in our lives. Resurrect the abilities that you've given us to speak a thing, to declare a thing, to decree a thing in Jesus' name, and that it shall be so. Teach us how to ask, God. For your word reminds us that many of us don't have what you want us to have because we simply haven't asked. Teach us the power of asking in Jesus' name. Teach us the power in asking and the authority that you've given us in Jesus' name. Teach us the power of asking in the resurrecting power of Jesus' name. God, resurrection power in Jesus' name is fire, and it's fire from on high. You've given us the fire to teach, to sing, to speak. God, we thank you for even the manifestation of your favor on our jobs, your favor in our homes, favor everywhere we go, God. In the name of Jesus, we obliterate and we annihilate anything that would hinder us, any forces of the devil, anything from Hades, from that would try to come and make us think that we're not who you said we are. I pray for every single parent child, every single parent that's a grandparent right now, because just because you married, if you were ever a single parent, you still in your history. And God, teach the children how their parents are still their parents and how even those parents that you're sending them, those parents that are aunts and uncles and cousins that need to fill the place and the void of a parent that may have been or just moved on. God, how the enemy of our soul would try to make them think that they've been neglected and lost, but how you've given them someone even better. Or the person that you've placed in their life right now will show them the love of God, will show them the honor of God, will show them the power in the name of Jesus. Will show them how to pray. And how to pray express. How to pray without ceasing. How to pray and ask God for his protection and his strength. How to know the power in the name of Jesus and the power in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood over the doorposts of our hearts and our minds in every area in our lives that will cause us to struggle with, to doubt, or to even not understand power in the name of Jesus. God, we call on this person and that person, this system and that system, this program and that program, this economic this and this economic that, that strategy and this strategy. But God, if it's not the strategy of the word of God, if it's not the strategy of the power in the name of Jesus, if it's not a strategy that includes the love of Jesus, if it's not a strategy that yields and surrenders the blood of Jesus, we eradicate it, we annihilate it, we cast it out in the Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. There's too many familiar spirits, God. There's too many cults, God. There's too many leaders playing, my God, like they're going to serve you. God, teach us that we can't serve you when we want to, but we have to ask you to give us a heart. God, we can't serve you with convenience. But, God, we got to stay on our face before you, asking us, God, and asking you, God, to do what you've told us to do. God, you've asked us to serve you. You've asked us to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we can even say that you're asked to command. But, God, you're such a God that you don't force things on us. Ah, God, I thank you for free will in the name of Jesus, and that you gave me and gave everyone on this line and everyone listening on the World Wide Web, every single parent, a want to serve you. And a want to serve you every day of our lives, God. We're not a believer that's, and when it's convenient, but we serve you all the days of our lives. God, help us to take you off the clock. We don't just serve you at a certain time of the day, my God. We don't just serve at a certain location. We don't just serve you when we're with certain people. But, God, we serve you every day of our lives. Expose the enemy in our lives that wants us to put you on a time clock, that wants us to put you in a block, that wants to tell us that you got stuff to do. Your agenda is busy. God, show us how you are the only agenda and motive that we need to have. And God, how you will line our lives up with your purpose, with your agenda, with the things that you have purposed us to do. God, we know that you're omnipresent and you're omnipotent and that you're all-knowing. We ask you to just return us, revive us again, God. Refresh us, God. Show us every calculated, deceptive tactic of the enemy. Show us the strategy and the people and the agents that he's been using to distract us. And then show you've given us the rules of engagement and the strategies of how to obliterate and annihilate every fiery dart, every spy, in the name of Jesus. For even when we obliterate them, God, It's not about removing them from this world as much as it is about removing the hatred in their heart and showing them your love. And now they have love. Because they've read us from top to bottom, from inside out, from A to Z. But we want them to read us and see your love. You've given many of us a gift of discernment. Help us to discern what's of you and what's not of you. Help us to eradicate the self-righteousness in us that would make us think that we know so much. As they would say when I was growing up, that you're so suchy-muchy. Teach us how we are the Queen Esthers of such a time as this. Teach us how we're the King David of such a time as this, for the Goliath that's in our lives must come down. Teach us how to see the walls that we must walk around seven times so that wall can come down. Teach us how to choose the people that we'll walk with so that we won't be walking with people that are not on assignment from you. Yes, God, we know that some people are assigned to be our Judases. Oh, my God. We know that some people are assigned to be our Timothys. We know that some people are assigned to be our Peters and our Pauls. We know that some people are assigned to be our John the Baptist, Father God. We know that people are assigned to be our intercessors and our protectors on this side of heaven. God, help us not to abort the assignment of the people in our lives because we want to feel better, because we don't like what's going on. Help us understand that some things and some people that are assigned to us are on a divine strategic plan from you, God. Jesus knew that Judas was assigned to usher him to the cross. Help us to know who's been assigned to catapult us into that next place in you, God. Help us not to allow frustration and feeling overwhelmed and alone or even attacked to cause us to give up. But God, help us use prayer and praise to catapult us to that next place in you, that next level in you. For God, many times being a single parent appears to be overwhelming. But when I overwhelm, we're supposed to go to the rock. Teach us how to come to you, Jesus, when we're feeling overwhelmed. Teach us that you've given us fingers to fight. Teach us how you've given us hands to war. Teach us how we can call for fire from on heaven on high, and it'll come down and consume offerings of those that are familiar, but they're not in the power of who you really are. Teach us how you cover us with your feathers of protection. Teach us how to call on Judah and praise you, God, in the midst of everything. In the midst of every battle, that we can call on Judah. We praise you and cause confusion and mayhem in the enemy's camp. My God. Teach us, God, how to target the bullseye. We won't be praying around a subject. We won't be teaching around a subject, but we'll go for the bullseye. Whatever it is, God. Teach us how to be strategically focused so that we can pray according to your way and your word. God, your word reminds us that even in the word, when the disciples could not cast out the devil, that Jesus came and reminded them that these kind come out by fasting and prayer. Teach us, God, how your word even reminds us that when we ask stuff according to your name, and when we do it in order to give God the glory, and when we do it in order to carry out whatever commission and whatever purpose and strategy that you've given us, that you will be glorified. Teach us to live a life that says, not my will, but your will be done. Be it unto me according to your word. Teach us, God, not to leave that purpose or that destiny that you've given us until we hear you say, it is finished. Until you have us declare that it is finished. Because, God, when it's the finished work of God, That's when we want to stand before you, God. We don't want to stand before you, God, and you tell us we didn't do what you do. We don't want to come before you, God, and you say, no, depart from me. Teach us, God, not to stop doing what you told us to do until we know that it is finished. And then when you give us the next assignment, it is finished. Ah, karadavasa, devarabosha, eterabanase, karabashe, karadaborosa. Until you say, God, it is finished. Tadadamanosa, te, potoshiranabasa. Oh, God, oh, God. Teach us, God. We can't do it halfway, God. We can't do it a quarter of the way, God. The songwriter said 99 and a half won't. How we must hear on this side of heaven. Everything that you give us, it is finished. In everything that you've given us to do, give us a want to do. Give us a dedication and a loyal obey, God. For be it unto me according to your word. It is finished according to your word, God. According to the destiny that you've given us. According to the purpose that you've given us, God. Don't let us leave this place. Don't let us leave this place. We can hear you say, it is finished. My good and faithful servant. My son and my daughter. For your great commission is our destiny. Your great commission, God, is our purpose. We say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your word. God, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than our ways. So teach us. Give us a want to be taught your ways and your thoughts. Give us a want to obey you, for we'd rather obey you than man. God, cause our flesh to be under subjection to your will, your word, your way. When our heart is overwhelmed, cause us to immediately go to the rock of our salvation. God, in the world, we can come made. We can become discouraged. God, we can become those that are overwhelmed about the anthill instead of the mountain, because it seems like a mountain in our sight. But cause us to see the grapes and not the giants. Cause us to see the bread of life and not the giants. There are no Goliaths that you the rocks and the stones and the sling and the arsenal to destroy. There's nothing and no one greater than you. No job, no loved one, no fleshly desire is greater than you. God, in every single parent, their children, and their households will stay purposed and stay on their destiny to obey you. Let their minds be purposed. Let their hearts be purposed. Let their conversations be purposed. Let their prayers be purposed. Let their praise be purposed. To obey you, to yield to you, so that each and every one of us, God, can hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant, for it is finished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you.
Thank you, Apostle-elect, for the words of encouragement and prayers. And I just want to say excuse me for earlier, but God has the way to set us all in his example to show us the way he wants us to go. We just need to believe, trust, and turn our lives over into God and let him lead and show us the way. I just want to thank you and thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and to who all that might have prayed. If I didn't mention your name, excuse me, because I am at work, but I thank God that I am able to at least participate and listen and to enjoy the morning service. Okay, the lines are open to each and every one of you that might have a prayer, a statement, or a testimony. The lines are open.
Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Margot. I'd just like to thank God for another Sunday. Thank him for opening doors and making ways. I thank him for this ministry, for my cousins, and for their commitment to the Lord. I thank God for all he's doing in all of our lives and for the focus he has given for this month and until he says that it shall be done. Thank you for keeping God first. And I just like to say a brief prayer for Apostle-elect. Lord, in Jesus' name, I just ask you to encourage, strengthen, give even more boldness to Apostle Cecilia. Help her to continue to look to you, to strive to please you, to worship you and to thank you for this commission you've put on her life. Help her to know she is right where you want her to be. And I thank you for it, God. I thank you for hearing our prayer. I thank you for continuing to propel her to the place you would have her to be in you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy. Is there anyone else?
This is Minister Sylvia. I would like to say I touch and agree with Minister Margo, and I touch and agree with Apostle Lex Cecilia for the prayer on today. I just thank God for this opportunity for this month of January to pray for the single parent household. We just trust God with everything. We trust God with it all. I just want to say amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else? Okay, I thank you, and I thank you all. And God, I want to thank you, and thank you, God. I thank you for waking us up this morning, blessing us and taking us through this. And for those that are in this severe snowstorm, Lord, I ask you to carry us, control us, let us see, help us through it, make it safe, cover us, Lord, keep us from any endangerment, accidents, interruptions. Lord, I just need you to cover us and keep us safe. And take us to and from home to work, to church, to wherever it is. Lord, I need you to cover us and bless us and keep us safe, that this weather and this snow will not damage or interfere in our lifestyle, that we need to direct towards you and for you and to ask you for directions and leadership and to show us as you would like us to see, to show us as you will say for us to do, because we know you are the best way. You see more than we can see. You know more than we should know. But Lord, we need to turn it all over to you and thank you for each and every morning that we wake up, because I know you didn't have to do this for us. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for blessing me for waking up this morning. My sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandson, all my bloodline family and my spiritual family. But Lord, I thank you, because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here today. And I thank you, and I thank you. And for wherever we are going, Lord, to cover us and keep us safe and to keep all the demons from us and let us know that we are covered and we are loved and blessed by you. I just want to thank each and every one of you. And I want to ask you to keep tuning in for our 3 hours of sessions. We have our first is on Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time or 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday nights, Sunday mornings with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday night, my iron sharpening the iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook, and have many mighty speakers on Monday nights and on Facebook. And on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Anton. With Prophet Antoine Thomas, Lord, forgive me for stumbling, and we have mighty words and speakers and understanding. And I believe the first Monday will be, this Monday will be February. The speaker for Monday night is Prophet Antoine Thomas. If I am wrong, please correct me. And he is a mighty
powerful.
Pardon me?
Dr. Serena Wright.
Okay, thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it. Dr. Serena Wright, which is a powerful woman of words and knowledge and teaching. I want to thank you and bless it all. And excuse me But God is good, and yet he made it able for me to participate this morning. And I appreciate and thank you all for listening. And to remember our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all shall be added unto you. Have a safe, blessed day, and be loved and understand God is with you every split second of your life. Be blessed, be safe, and thank God. Amen. And bye.